This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the G-Bag Nation Power Hour, the final hour of the G-Bag Nation Hour number 5. About to catch up with our buddy David Hellman of Fox Sports. We'll talk with Dane Brugler as well coming up here in about 15-20 minutes-ish. And then, of course, crosstalk with the Get Right Reginald Atitula and the fan phenom Blake Elliott. Got you covered tonight. This is going to be an amazing hour talking football with our bros. I can't wait for this. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, and of course Carter Freeman running your video. Gavin, hopefully he got a soccer victory.
Hopefully he did. I wanted to shout out to Derek Holland.
Yes.
Who said, I didn't go to Michigan, so I'm screwed.
Dutch is listening. He loved some of your lines. He also did want me to ask Lucius about the Mavs game. Maybe that was like a drunk driving situation.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, hanging out with Dutch is a blast.
Bottomless margaritas.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, my God.
He is so much fun to hang out with.
And anytime you go over to
just
his place.
Just the nicest guy in the world. Like, hey, man, have a drink. Here, let me give you a $175 piece of steak.
He is.
You know, I mean, you're like,
you're always eating good at his house.
Always.
And you're drinking good at his house.
And laughing your ass.
I was drunk courtside, bro. What are you talking about?
Dude, that's freaking amazing.
That was amazing.
Shout out to you, Dutch. We love you. And hey, I think Brian doesn't care as long as you're not, you know,
he is not a jerk about his team.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. He's got some honor to him.
All right, let's talk with our buddy David Hellman, courtesy of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Dave, how are you? And has Brian told you about his feeling when it comes to college sports fandom? If you didn't go to the school or put money towards the school, you then cannot get in my face if indeed your favorite team beat me.
Ooh, yeah, we've talked about this. Okay, I think that's interesting. I mean, I'm of the opinion, like, if you grew up rooting for a team, then root for that team. You know, like, I get it. Not everybody that lives in the state of Texas is going to be able to go to the University of Texas.
Right.
But, like, if you grew up rooting for that team, there's nothing wrong with that. You can absolutely do that. I don't think less of you, but I agree with Broaddus in the sense of, like, if you didn't go there, get out of my face. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't, like, don't come at me like we did this, we did that, and meanwhile, like, I've got the diploma on the wall. Like, maybe that's pretentious of me, but I don't care. I'm petty. I don't like to be trash talked about my school. Obviously, Brian and I are very obnoxious LSU fans.
That is the truth.
If you're trying to talk trash to me, I probably don't want to hear it. And I definitely don't want to hear it if you don't have the sweat equity. So, like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. You can root for whoever you want, no matter where you went to school, whatever. But just stay out of my face if you beat LSU.
Yes, your old roommate John Machota is the best fan I've ever known about Florida State, Duke. He puts his money where his mouth is, but he is the most gracious winner and the most gracious loser you'll ever be.
I was going to say, you know, obviously Florida State beat our ass
twice,
two years in a row,
right?
Yeah. And John and I have never really had to get into it about
sports
allegiances. It's very. And you know what? I return the favor.
Like, absolutely.
If we ever beat FSU at something, Lord knows I don't remember the last time we did it. But if that day ever comes, I'll be nice about it.
We beat him in 1982, Dave, in a game to get to the Orange Bowl. So I think that's the last time we did it.
Man. Were you even in school back then?
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
I was.
You're so old.
I'm real old, man. Hey, listen. Speaking of old, Cowboys tell us they're going to do things and then they don't do. Is it getting old?
I mean, it's been old, man. It's been old for quite a while. I mean,
you need to stop being the voice of reason, by the way, on Twitter. You're being way too
reasonable,
smart, and reasonable about all this stuff, Dave.
I'm even keeled to a fault. I can see. I mean, I think I said it back when the comments first came out that Jerry kind of walked back the all in thing and said a whole bunch of words that amounted to nothing. I still don't really understand what he meant by it. But I said it at the time. It's like, the only way you can really be upset about this is if you believed him. And if you believed him, shame on you. Because I get it. We're in like year 28 since we truly got over the hump. But we're also like, we're in year God knows how many of this current cycle. I guess it would be three in a row if you just want to go in the Mike McCarthy era. But I remember, I'll take you behind the scenes. I remember after they lost to the Niners in the playoffs the first time in 21, I remember talking to our good buddy Rob Phillips, also formerly of DallasCowboys.com. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I don't know how much longer I can do the hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like. It feels like you're on a hamster wheel, just a lot of running and a lot of not going anywhere. And I felt that way in 21.
Yeah.
So Lord knows I'm over it in 2024. Yeah, I'm tired.
Well, we're doing the hamster wheel again now because the topic of the Dak Prescott contract is back up. I feel like we just finally put that to bed when he got his new deal back when you're talking about. So, well, how do you think this plays out with Dak? Are you buying that maybe they do actually let this ride for a year, or is an extension inevitable?
I appreciate you giving me a chance to shamelessly plug my work because I did write about this for FoxSports.com today.
You did?
It's funny. And okay, like let's start here. Because I have earned a reputation as a Dak apologist. I've been fiercely in his corner, fiercely of the opinion that the Cowboys should pay him. And after what we saw against Green Bay, like I'm not out on Dak. Like I still think he's a good quarterback. I still think you could win a Super Bowl with him in the right circumstances. But I'm at the point where now I get it. Like instead of calling you stupid if you don't want to re-sign Dak, I get it. I get why you might feel that way. I really do. But my thing is, and what I would love to, like, off the record, I'd love to be a fly in the wall in the Cowboys' offices when Jerry and Steven and Will and all these guys talk about this, of, like, what's the alternative? Like, where is this really and truly going? And, okay, cool. Let him go. That's fine. Don't re-sign him. Let him play out this year and see what happens. But again, what is the alternative? Because if you don't have a deal done I think I saw our friend James Slater talking about maybe they sign him in August. Mm-hmm. If it gets to August, why would Dak want to do that?
Yeah.
Like, again, Dak has all the leverage here.
Sure.
The leverage, the thing that made it make sense was that the Cowboys could re-sign him and get the cap space. But if they don't need the cap space, then they carry it to August, and it's at that point, Dak's already put up an all-pro season. You think he suddenly loses confidence in himself that he can't do it again? And so now you're talking about paying him, like, if you don't want to set the market this year, then you probably have to set the market next year. And so, okay, he leaves in free agency. Cool. You get a third-round pick for an all-pro quarterback, which that's bad team management, just by the way, getting just a third-round pick for an all-pro quarterback. At the very least, if you want to move on, you should be able to get more for him than that. So that's one thing. And then on top of that, where do you go? I mean, cool. You could sign Trey Lance to like a modest deal. We have no idea what Trey Lance is. There's bound to be any number of guys available next year. Like, just, you know, I wrote about this today of like, front offices are for the next 5 years going to point to Baker Mayfield as like a success story. But what are the odds that it works out for you? Are you going to mortgage multiple drafts to get to the top of the draft order? Because Dak's never had a losing record when he's healthy. So bare minimum, you're talking about being 16, 17, 18, 19 in the draft order next year, or maybe even higher up if they make the playoffs and whatever. So what is the path? What is the path to the next quarterback? And that's what I don't know the answer to that. And I don't think the answer is very good.
Do you think they know the answer, Dave?
Not really. If you want my very like honest opinion, and this is me. I haven't talked to anybody about this, to be fair. I just feel like the Cowboys they're painted into a corner, and I just kind of feel like they're in denial about that fact.
Sure.
I think they're just like, well, you say we have to sign Dak, and we don't. And I'm like, yeah, that's true. You don't have to. But again, what is the alternative? And I mean, if they know the – like, I'd love to know the answer. Because like I wrote today as well, like, if they're hell-bent on doing it, they can do it, obviously. They do not have to keep Dak Prescott. There's any number of ways they can do it. But who is it, and how do they get to him? And how realistic is it that he's going to be better than Dak? Like, it's easy to sit there and say, like, oh, we'll draft the next guy. How do you get to that guy? And it's doable, but it sounds really, really hard.
David Hellman with us here in the G-Bag Nation. The offensive line could also be looking very different. You might be in need of a left tackle and a center. How do you think this moves forward along the line? Do you keep Tyler at guard? Do you kick him outside to tackle?
I'm going to get real nerdy with it. I think Tyler Smith is about to be Schrodinger's offensive lineman, which is to say they don't know what he's going to be until they get through with the draft. You know, he started a season at left tackle. He did a good job. He started a season at left guard. He did an amazing job. So he could do both. And I think the answer depends on what happens in the draft. You know, if Amarius Mims is the pick at 24, or Brian, who's your favorite tackle?
The one that they can honestly get. My favorite tackle is Alt. He's number one on my board. But then,
who's your favorite tackle that'll be there?
I really like Morgan a lot from Arizona.
Jordan Morgan. Okay. Yeah. All right. So if it's Jordan Morgan.
I'm sure, like, Guyton. I mean, you know, I don't know if Guyton and those guys or Mims are even going to be there. I'm preparing for, you know, maybe the seventh best tackle or something like that.
It's the tackle run sounds like it's going to be nuts. But okay. Yeah. I mean, just for conversation's sake, if Jordan Morgan is their pick at 24, then Tyler Smith is a guard. And if that doesn't materialize, then Tyler Smith is probably your tackle, and you find a guard elsewhere in the draft, or you get, you know, I'm sure they will sign, you know how they like to do this. They'll sign a journeyman offensive lineman here in the next month who doesn't get anybody excited, but who has played games. And, you know, so that'll give them flexibility. And yeah, I truly think they won't have a firm game plan for Tyler until they know who's on their team. But I'm excited to see how that goes. Cause yeah, I mean, there's some great, great tackles in this draft, and you know, there's a few centers with guard flexibility.
Yeah.
So, there's a number of ways they can go with it, but I don't think they have to decide until they figure out who they've drafted.
Dave, if I gave you the opportunity to take the best center, or say take the third best offensive tackle, which way would you go?
Oh man, that's tough because like. You know, I mean, you've taught me so much about football, and like the old axiom, the old adage is like tackle is the money spot. You want to have a tackle, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know, man, knowing that Tyler can play tackle and he can do a good job.
Sure.
Man, I just can't. I've been thinking about this a lot recently of like, and like, I know it's not all on one man. I get it. But their lines were so good when Travis Frederick was at the peak of his powers.
No question. Yes.
And I mean, you've got a guy that can maul people. And Brian used to always say, God, I'm having flashbacks to watching tape with you of like, you know, Frederick just cutting the defense in half,
right.
You know, just,
yeah.
just walling off everything that's going on away from the play. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a guy with like the athleticism to get out in space, all that good stuff. So, I mean, if you're telling me that Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier, like whoever you like, I don't care, whoever it is, if you're telling me that they could play at that level, I think I would go that way. Just knowing that Tyler Smith could probably be a pretty good left tackle, I think I would go that way. And I mean, you see what our guy Tyler Linderbaum has done in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a very underrated position. I know it's not the most important in the game, but man, having a guy like that who could like protect the pocket, keep the front of the pocket clean for Dak, as well as doing stuff out in space, I just think that would be a hell of a lot of fun. So I think I would go center.
Dave, anything else on your mind before we let you boogie out of here?
You know, we talked about LSU. We talked about the draft. I plugged my Dak thing. I guess I'm curious. You know, this is the hot thing going on in the NFL right now. But yeah, it's funny. Every time I think safety is finally this valuable position, the NFL tells
they get
me
rid of
I'm
them.
Wrong. Yeah. They tell me I'm wrong, man. Like every time. And yeah, you know what I'm thinking about? I just mentioned Tyler Linderbaum. Like, I'm thinking about right now, you know, Kyle Hamilton, the safety in Baltimore.
Yeah.
He's amazing. And I think, like, you know, him, Antoine Winfield, there's like, you know, there's a short list of safeties that the league is willing to pay. But it seems like everybody else, like every year, they're just like, we'll figure it out. And so now there's like 10 name safeties that are just going to be sitting out there next week. And to really, to loop it back, like I've done this too many times to think the Cowboys are going to go after any of them,
mm-hmm,
especially because, you know, Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker are under contract. But man, I mean, somebody's going to get a bargain at that position. I know like not all of them can still play, but a few of them can. Like Quandre Diggs can still play. Justin Simmons can definitely still play.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think there's going to be some bargains to have at the safety position, and that's going to be really interesting.
Hey man, tell that really smart girlfriend of yours we look forward to talking to her too down the road somewhere.
I will do that. I appreciate it. Y'all take care, man.
You're the best, man. There he goes, David Hellman. You can follow him at David Hellman _, of course, host of the NFL on Fox Pod. Also has a fantastic DAC article that we referenced out right now. I just went ahead and retweeted that as well. Dave Hellman, one of the best when it comes to talking football. We could talk with him probably for 5 hours.
Man, he is amazing.
He's always a joy.
Amazing.
Another one of our favorites as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft, Dane Brugler of The Athletic. He had a fresh mock out. We'll talk with him about that. That's next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yes, we are under 50 days away, I believe 49, from the NFL draft. It's getting closer. Before we know, we're going to blink, boom, first round's going to be here. Who the Cowboys taking at 24 overall, or will they be taking at 24? Could we get a trade back scenario? We do have, of course, our sponsors, Soda, State of the Art, Frankel and Frankel, we love you. We do have Blake Elliott, Reginald Atatula. They're getting ready for the Get Right coming up here in just a little bit. We'll cross talk with them. Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, and you are Turn It On, Leave It On listeners. Mavs getting ready to take on the Heat. That one's going to tip off soon. It is Daniel Gafford over Derek Lively in the starting lineup, along with Luka, Kyrie. Derek Jones Jr., you called that one, my friend. He's in the starting lineup as well, and PJ Washington. So if you're going out to the AAC, let us know. Make sure you check out the Operators Club after the game. But without further ado, let's go back to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome, one of the best to ever do it, NFL draft analyst of The Athletic, Dane Brugler. Dane, how are you, sir? Thank you so much for giving us some time.
Of course, guys. How are you?
Man, we're excited. We're eager. We're ready. We're chomping at the bit for this draft. What were some of your takeaways from the combine at Indy? Any guys stand out to you in a good or a negative way?
Guys ran fast, that's for sure. It's always interesting when you get into the stadium and see these guys on the field, and it's great seeing them go one after the other because for comparison purposes. So you can see an offensive lineman go back-to-back and really tell a stark difference who are the athletes, who maybe not don't have that movement skills. With Xavier Worthy did, it was fun that day. Was that Saturday night when all the fans were in the stadium? So there's a lot of electricity, and to see him break the record was awesome. And so now the question is, how high does Xavier Worthy go? And I'd throw Adonai Mitchell in there too, the other Texas receiver. Which Longhorns receiver is drafted first? Both those guys tested outstanding. And so this is another awesome wide receiver group. We're going to see three of these guys go very early. And then Brian Thomas from LSU will go somewhere in the top 15. And then who's that next guy? Is it one of these Texas receivers? So receiver, another strong group. Tackle, it's such a top-heavy group this year. We're going to see a lot of tackles fly off the board. In my mock draft that came out this week, I think I had 8 offensive tackles in there. Mm-hmm. So this is a good year to get a tackle if you need it, which I think is music to a lot of ears of Cowboys fans.
Hey, Dane, thanks for making time for us as always. You mentioned with guys, these tackles, and I'm kind of looking at this with Amaris Mims and his situation. You talk to a lot of NFL guys around the league and guys and gals. Is there concern about the number of games that he's played in his career? Are these guys and gals, are they saying not a big sample size? Are they what's the biggest concern about him?
Yeah, right. What are scouts? They appreciate body of work, right? Go just off of one game, two, they want the whole body of work to get a better sense for the player that you are. And Amaris Mims has a grand total of 8 starts to his name. And obviously that's not great. But I'll tell you what, there are a lot of teams picking in the back half of round one that I think are okay with that. Because sure, if Amaris Mims had twice as many starts or 3 times as many starts, he'd be a top 10 pick. Because he is that type of guy. He is 6'8", 340. The movement skills are awesome. It's all very natural for him. His first career start came last year in the playoffs against Ohio State, and he looked fantastic. I mean, Cedric Van Praan, the center at Georgia, kind of said it best. When you have the God-given gifts that Amaris Mims has, you don't need 1,000 reps to come in and really get your feet wet and get comfortable. He has everything. He has all the tools. Now, obviously, with experience, you can't substitute experience, in terms of its technique, in terms of anticipation, block recognition, all these things. But if you're projecting forward 3 years from now, if Amaris Mims is the top tackle from this draft class, I don't think anybody would be surprised.
Dane, how many plug and plays do you have saying that first of those first, say, nine guys? Do you feel like that they're all plug and plays starters right off the jump?
I don't want to say all of them, but most of them, I think you throw them in there. I mean, Joe Wallet from Notre Dame, you know, he's just turned 21 years old, still a young player, right. But I think he's ready for it. There's a lot of Jake Matthews to his game. Olufoshinu, another guy, just turned 21 years old, but and he will have some hiccups, especially in the run game. But you know, you see him move, you see him sit down versus power, you see his body control in pass protection, and I think you're really encouraged by that. Talese Fuaga from Oregon State. You know, he's probably, you could argue, the most NFL ready of these tackles, but he's probably I don't know if you trust him on the left side, might be a right tackle only. Teams are kind of split on that. Tyler Guyton's the one tackle where it's like, okay, he could come in and win a job from day one in training camp, but he also might need some time. He's a little tougher to figure out. Obviously another freak athlete, former tight end, former defensive lineman. But moves really well. He has an answer for counters. But he is one of those tackles that might fall a little bit into the Cowboys range, into the 20s, because there are some questions about how long until, you know, everything clicks for him.
Dane Brugler with us here in the G-Bag Nation. The Cowboys are in a situation where they might need a tackle and also a starting center. When you look at how the draft stretches, is it better to address center in the first round at 24 and then circle back in the second or third to address tackle, or vice versa?
Oh, we're talking centers. We're cooking.
Let's
now.
Let's go, all baby.
Right. I'd say this is a great year for centers. It's kind of crazy. I tweeted this earlier. If the over-under is 4.5 on the number of starters that come out of this class at center, I'm taking the over. I mean, we could see 5, 6 centers become legitimate starters from this group. And as much as I love, you know, Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon and Graham Barton from Duke, these guys are first round picks. And if that's who the Cowboys drafted at 24 overall, I think that'd be an awesome pick. But I do think if in terms of maximizing value, you're probably going to go tackle or a different position there at 24, because you feel great about the centers that'll be available for you rounds 2, rounds 3, rounds 4. A guy like Tanner Bordellini from Wisconsin, we saw what he did at the combine. He was one of the best athletes, period, that I saw in Indianapolis. Hunter Norzad from Penn State is a guy that reminds me a lot of Tyler Biadasz. You know, there's nothing spectacular about the way he moves or his play strength, but he gets the job done because he's smart. He's technically sound. He's just very well schooled in how to play the position. Cedric Van Pran, I mentioned from Georgia. He's another guy that's maybe not going to test all that great when he finally does the pro day, but is an outstanding leader, one of the best captains and leaders that we have in this class. And there's a lot to like about just his floor as an NFL player. Bo Limmer from Arkansas as well. So it's a really deep group of centers that if you don't get your guy at 24 or in the first round, you feel comfortable waiting until rounds 3 or 4 and getting a center that can come in and compete for snaps.
How do you feel about these linebackers, Dane? I know that Zach and I really do love the Wilson kid from North Carolina State. He's been clean on the health for the last 2 years. I kind of feel like that maybe we're going to hear something more medically on him. I don't know if you have yourself, but how do you rank those linebackers as far as potentials if the Cowboys were looking at, say, a guy at 56?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting with Wilson because double-digit surgeries, you know, that's just – it's tough to come back from that. And you love the speed that he plays with. You're absolutely right about him holding up the last 2 years. You know, he was a unanimous All-American this past year. And what you love about him is it's not just tackles. It's tackles for a loss. It's sacks. It's passes defended. He had 3 interceptions this year. One of them he returned for a touchdown. So it's not just a guy that fills the stat sheet with some open field tackles. He makes plays all over the field. It's just a matter. It's just a risky proposition. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's up to the doctor. If the doctor says yes, great. Yeah. If he thumbs down, not even a discussion about it. So I do think Tommy Eichenberg from Ohio State has been kind of out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
He was hurt, banged up, so he couldn't play in the Senior Bowl. Worked out at the combine. I tell you, he looked really good. And he is – talk about a guy that's locked in and wired the right way. He is all football all the time, and all he cares about is winning. I mean, talking to him at the combine, he was still just mad about the Michigan game still. And we're talking two, 3 months later, and he's still upset about it. This is a guy that will come in and give you everything he has. So second round, and probably more third round for Eichenberg, I think that'd be a guy the Cowboys would be interested in.
Would him or Colston, which one to the Michigan linebacker, which one do you like better? Do you like Colston better?
Yeah, I think Michigan's getting a win again here with those two. yeah. But, hey, look, he's got a little more upside, right? He's a true junior. Sure. Great backstory, too. Came from Haiti. Came here with the United States. He was 9 years old. Didn't know a lick of English. But football, that's what really kind of got him acclimated with American culture and learning the language and everything. And so he started as a freshman at Michigan and just keeps getting better and better. I think in terms of upside, in terms of all-around talent, Colston gets the edge. But, you know, is he going to make it to the Cowboys' second-round pick? I'm not sure he makes it that far.
I'm curious your thoughts on the quarterbacks, because right now we're starting to get a lot of different buzz and rumors and smoke screens. Caleb Williams and not wanting to work out and do the medicals. Jaden Daniels, is he the number two guy? Drake May, maybe people are souring on him. People are really loving J.J. McCarthy. What's your take on kind of some of the buzz that's going around with the quarterbacks?
I think the first thing that people need to remember is that there's no consensus board that everybody's working off of. Each one of these teams is going to have their own individual rankings. When these guys sit down with teams and interviews, those interviews will probably go differently from team to team based on what they're asked, based off of, maybe the player wasn't in a great mood that day. And so his answer is a little bit different. I mean, who knows? So these interviews are so key to a team ultimately making a decision whether or not to draft a quarterback, especially early in the top 10. So Caleb Williams is going to be the number one overall pick. It's just a matter of making sure, okay, is it going to be the Bears? I'd say right now, 95% sure it's going to be the Bears at number one. Leaving the door open just a little bit, you never know. There's rumors in Indianapolis that maybe Washington would make a play. And if the Bears have a similar grade on Caleb as they do Jaden or Drake May, maybe they would, take a haul of picks, trade back one spot, take the other quarterback. I think that's unlikely, but just putting it out there. Caleb Williams going to the Bears at one, and then the Commanders at two will be interesting if they go for Drake May or Jaden Daniels, and then the Patriots at three. We know they need a quarterback, and it's just a matter of, do they like the third guy that's available for them? If they do, that's the pick. If they don't, they're probably trading out of there from one of these quarterback desperate teams that wants to move up for a quarterback. If the Falcons don't get Kirk Cousins, look for them to trade up and get one of these quarterbacks. If the Falcons do get Kirk Cousins, look for the Vikings to trade up and get one of these quarterbacks. And then you have J.J. McCarthy, who's right there. I think there's a good chance he's somewhere in the top seven picks, and the Giants at six are certainly in play. So the quarterbacks, it's always what drives the conversation with the draft. And it's no different this year with four really intriguing guys at the top. And then you even include Bo Nix and Michael Penix in the discussion, because there are teams that need quarterbacks. Denver, if they get shut out with these quarterbacks and they don't make a splash in free agency, is Bo Nix their next best option? So, yeah, there's a lot of interesting rumors going around with these quarterbacks, and that's not going to stop as we go through the month of March.
Dane, in the last minute or so that we got you here, the running back situation, the Cowboys are probably going to look at that very strong. Brooks, Benson, how do you see that maybe playing out if you needed a second or third round running back if you're looking in for the Cowboys?
Yeah, I think there's like 8, 9, 10 running backs all in that range of late two, middle third, early fourth. There's a lot of options, even if they decide to wait. I think you can get away with that. A guy like Tyrone Tracy from Purdue is a really talented player who tested really well at the combine. So this is a draft that's full of third round running backs that comes in all shapes and sizes. They offer something all a little bit different. So I think if the Cowboys are shopping in that range, that third round range, they're going to have plenty of options if depending on what type of running back they want to go after.
And then finally, Dane, I know you get to watch all these guys and you put so much work into it, and we're lucky to have you, but do you have a favorite pet cat of yours so far in this draft class?
Yeah, it's hard not to say Troy Faitanu from Washington. Yeah. I mean, loving him on tape and then watching him in person at the combine, I was just like, yeah, I mean, he is everything we thought he'd be. I mean, whether you like him at tackle or guard, get him on my team. So he's a lock top 25 pick. And I'll tell you what, if he's available at 24, he won't be available at 25. So it's just a matter of how far he's going to last.
I like it.
You're a beast, Dane. Thank you so much, man. We look forward to keeping up with you and all your work and mock drafts leading up to the draft. And it'll be here before we know it. Take care.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
There he goes. Dane Brugler, NFL draft analyst, guru of The Athletic. Also one of the OGs of the draft show. It's amazing to see what he's doing.
He was one of the originals.
He's incredible. The Beast will be coming out here shortly. You're going to make sure you want to get that content on The Athletic. Mavs, Heat have tipped off, and much of the same. Not a lot of great defense from your Dallas Mavericks. 11-5. Miami is leading several wide open threes already. And we'll keep you updated on that. A couple of turnovers,
yeah.
Some sloppy basketball. And I know Dutch Evans out there. I think Eric Chiafalo and his dad, Miami Heat fan, are at the arena as well. So if you see them, make sure you say what's up, Tolo, and make sure you make fun of Eric for, maybe being a closet Heat fan. I don't know. Or is it just his dad? All right, let's talk with Reginald Atitula. We got Blake Elliott, the Get Right, coming up next here on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Thank you very much, L.A. Mavs, not a great start. Down 18-7 right now to the Miami Heat. And cha-ching, there's another Miami Heat money ball as it's 21-7 right now as they seem to not be able to miss. They are 9 of 11 from the floor and 3 of 4 from downtown. So, Mav fans, we are just thrilled watching this piece of crap game yet again. Let's welcome in the Get Right, Reginald Atitula, Blake Elliott.
Great
that
lead
is
in,
not
by the way.
A piece of crap show. I'll tell
thank you.
This is going to get me through my night after watching the miserable Dallas Mavericks.
Honestly,
play.
That's the bar. Just not piece of crap is the bar
you
that
know
we
what?
Aspire to.
I've lived at that bar for a long time and faking it till you make it. So I think we're all doing okay. How you guys doing? What do we have coming up on the show?
Doing all right. Trying to keep dry in this on this rainy Thursday evening. Coming up on this program, we got you till 11. We will talk to Kennedy Landry at 8 p.m. from Surprise, Arizona. Get
Go
an
Tigers.
Idea of what's happening out there. And then also at 8:40, what's your favorite rainy day activity? As it's been one of those types of days. So
that's weed.
That's right. That's so right. That's a sunny day activity.
And a
too.
Good movie.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, speaking of good movies,
put your socks off.
I cultured myself today, and Brian, I think you'd be the most proud. I watched Draft Day.
Oh, did you?
Okay, that's not culturing yourself.
Okay, but I didn't know it. I hadn't seen it, so
did
I
you
think
feel
that
like
was
it,
culturing.
Did you feel
myself.
Like it was realistic?
No.
Oh, I just wondered. I'm going to make sure.
I just thought of you because there's a bunch of scouts in there and GMs, and I was just like, how realistic is this? And I was like, they would never do a trade like this and like that. So I'll ask this. When it came out, did it get people, or were people like, oh, immediately call bluff? Like, none of that really happens.
You know, if you've seen enough War Room cam over the years, you would know that's kind of bluffing what's going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I tell you what, I like the fact that Kevin Costner was trying to move around on the board, you know, and he had a
Seven
guy in
one,
mind.
1-6.
Yeah, he's trying to, and he found a general manager that was new to the league, and he talked him into moving, giving up all his picks, and so yeah, I wish folks could actually be a part of the draft process.
Yeah,
and I don't mean just the 3 days. I mean, the being in the war room and then being a part of the actual draft. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot that goes on to get your board built.
Yep.
But once the draft actually starts, it's like the neatest thing in the world just to watch the tags come off the board and kind of think like, okay, man, we had that guy maybe too high, maybe, where it was. So it's cool. It
now,
really is.
This might be a silly question, but I feel like this would be the best time to ask my two draft experts right in front of me. in the movie, Bo Callahan slips because of some off the field issues, yeah. some character issues.
The birthday yeah. party, nobody goes.
Birthday party, yeah.
apparently
nobody
he's
goes.
Based off of Connor Cook.
That also, the birthday party that nobody went to was our guy, Jay Cutler.
That's right.
Was another one.
Now, would that be a red flag in today's NFL? If that would happen, or would that be overblown? Like if your star franchise quarterback, blue chip guy that you're about to get on your roster had yeah. a 21st birthday and none of his teammates went, would that be a
if
little
your
bit
teammates
of a,
don't like you, I think that's a red flag.
I think too that I always like talking to, because like if you talk to the football ops guys and gals, they kind of lie to you. It's the trainers and the equipment guys. They're the ones that really know the players because they're around them every day.
Don't have to always talk, just hear.
Yeah, yes. and they hear what's going on. They see what's going on. Those are some of my best sources ever.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that equipment guy, my man Bucky Buchanan from the Cowboys, I was complaining about how expensive the beers were at the ballpark the other day. Mm-hmm. And Bucky was working on how to transport beer for me through the Arizona Cardinals equipment guy
badass.
To get some beer at
what
the
what a good dude, bro.
Yeah, yeah, Bucky's like, hey man, do you need some beer? And I'm like, man, it's really expensive. He goes, let me call the Cardinals guy, I'll have him truck some over to you. And I'm like, no, Bucky, I'm good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. But
I just love this like interconnected network that you have discovered of
incredible.
Like managers in football want to get stuff done.
Yeah. Well, Bucky was listening to the show and he was laughing of how much fun I was having. But he was like worried that me and Chiafalo were spending, for two beers, we're spending $30.
Yikes.
And so.
Dude, when you say me and Chiafalo, you mean you bought them.
That's right.
Eric.
That's right.
Well.
Because I know my guy doesn't pay.
No. We had a couple of Tolos Cash App, Eric, like $100.
Okay, there you go.
So we bought.
But again.
Which means he doesn't pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he always like reaching for his pants pockets when you say something?
You don't have Apple Pay.
I left my wallet, bro.
I got you next time, though.
I got you.
For real.
I
can pay Thursday.
He's smart though. He's smart.
But yeah, Bucky wanted. He's like, man, do you really need some beer? I'll have the Arizona guy ship it into the ship it over there for you. You know, I was like, oh, well,
that's a smart guy. That's a helpful guy.
Yeah.
The reason I asked, is there any way that Caleb Williams could slip? No. Any way? I know it's a long shot. I just was thinking when watching the movie. Best prospect you've ever seen. Everything checks the box.
I was watching Jerry Rice's kid play the other night.
Brendan, yeah.
And I forgot how, like, I'd watched Caleb Williams pretty early, and I'm watching him throw the ball, and I'm going, wait a minute. Okay, now I get why this guy's going to be the first overall pick.
So, no doubt. Just
He's a no doubt. Okay.
He's a no doubt.
95% the Bears take him, but he's going number one no matter what.
I mean,
what.
He's pretty confident himself. We heard him at the presser, like, number one, what is there other than number one?
Yeah.
Going one.
And when you watch him play, that's how
he's got the traits.
Just remember, Vontae Mack, no matter what.
Vontae Mack, no matter what. I love
this.
That.
Is like a Cleveland Cavalier game going on right now.
Yeah, this is disgusting. The Mavs are now down 29-14, but you know they'll battle back and make it close in the fourth quarter. Hopefully,
will they?
I think so, but they'll lose.
There we go.
Was
Timmy.
That THJ? Was that
THJ?
Timmy,
baby.
Timmy just hit a three. Okay.
Timmy might have a 30-point game tonight. Here
back,
we go.
Boys. The Strokes back.
We're going to like lose by like a couple, and Timmy's going to have 25, and Mavs Twitter is not going to know what to do.
Wait, where is your Mavs confidence? Because I totally, I was crotch first a couple weeks ago. They beat the Suns. I'm like, they're winning the West, and now I'm beside myself. I just don't know that this team's got it.
They're throwing a poor shot.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to throw that grenade over here.
I think Jason Kidd's going to be looking for a job.
The tough thing about it is that there's clearly, and people are sick of hearing this, I understand, but there's clearly other circumstances that would like factor into his job security when it comes to just like the on-court game management. I think I've seen pretty much enough in that regard. And the thing that's been a big concern for me, and I was talking to CAA about this last night, is at the very least the things that he talks about, right? Like the metric that it seems like he has established when he's talking about we need these guys to, you know, give effort and those types of things. He's been talking about that for over a year. Yeah. And it feels like we haven't seen any level of consistency develop in that. And at that point, and tell me if I'm wrong on this, I start looking at you like, why is the message not getting across? Even though it does not appear that he's like lost the locker room or whatever. But if you become somewhat ineffective in getting your message across, I do wonder what's the benefit of you having the locker room if it's not going to end up being showing progress in actual on-the-court situations. And so that's the thing, that's the concern that I have when it comes to Jason Kidd as of right now. And, I mean, you can say that it's going to take time, but at some point everybody has to ask themselves how much time they're willing to invest still.
Appreciate you, fellas. We'll be listening.
Appreciate you.
Sure.
There they go. The Get Right. Reginald Datatula, Blake Elliott coming up 7 to 11.
Thank Shout out to the foregrounders.
Yes, sir.
They're the foregrounders.
Don't curse them.
Oh, goodness. Thank you so much to the Tolos and the Tubers, to Dane Brugler, of course, David Hellman, Greg Maddox, who jumped on with us, to Gavin Dawson, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, crushing it with the Extended Expressway, LA Live Edition, Carter Freeman. I'm Zach Wolchek. Until tomorrow, live from the Dallas Boat Show, come say what's up. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.